On a recent trip to Ojai, California, I visited the Ojai Valley Museum and was pleasantly treated to an installation entitled Luster vs. Raku that featured an oversized chessboard of sculpted equine pieces finished with Beatrice Wood's famed Luster glaze. Wood was known for her shimmering pots and long, extraordinary life as both a ceramicist and theatrical character in the arts. She was also known for her connection to the famous Dada artist Marcel Duchamp. Duchamp mentored Wood as a young woman, and they became lifelong friends. Duchamp was also a chess enthusiast who actually sidelined his career as an artist to focus on the game. Of course, I immediately started bragging to my California friends and told of St. Louis's World Chess Hall of Fame, which not only highlights the all-time champions of chess, but has a permanent collection as well as stimulating special exhibitions and an incredible gift shop. One of the public relations slogans for the museum states that it's a place where chess and art collide. Shannon Bailey, the chief curator of the museum, says chess is over 1,500 years old and art has been a constant champion to the game. While simple chess sets were used for everyday play, beautiful, complex, and elegant sets have been created by artists and artisans for centuries to reflect each culture's history and aesthetic tastes. In modern times, artists continue to make chess sets, and many have shown creative license by reinterpreting the game and its pieces. The World Chess Hall of Fame has shown many chess sets, including the only two Fabergé sets ever made, and sets by Yoko Ono, Tom Friedman, and Barbara Kruger. Susan Barrett, director of the museum, says chess boards have been highly collectible works of art throughout history and that artists often use chess as signs of intelligence. She went on to tell me of the exhibition featuring Bill Smith's works entitled Beyond the Humanities. Bradley Bailey is assistant professor of art history at St. Louis University. His doctoral dissertation, Duchamp's Chess Identity, was completed at Case Western Reserve University in 2004. Bailey and Francis M. Nauman recently published Marcel Duchamp, The Art of Chess, the first major study in the English language devoted to exploring how Duchamp's activities as a chess player affected his art. Bailey also recently curated an exhibition at the St. Louis University Museum of Art entitled Marcel Duchamp, Chess Master. It was the first exhibition dedicated entirely to the artist's extensive association with chess. It was conceived as an opportunity to experience Duchamp's brilliant and influential career through the lens of his intense involvement with the royal game. Chess has been the theme of numerous well-known paintings, poems, novels, plays, films, etc. Some examples are Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There, written in 1871, in which most of the main characters are represented as chess pieces, with the main protagonist, Alice, being a pawn. The 1984 film entitled Dangerous Moves, about two men competing in the World Chess Championship Games, and a painting by American artist Thomas Aikens entitled The Chess Player from 1876. So, if all this information has stimulated your appetite to learn or play a game of chess, walk across the street from the Hall of Fame to the Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis and get involved in this incredible game. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.